Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to the show. This is a Monday and you have found Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm your host, Jeff Chernopole. And as always, I'm bringing you sports from a West Side point of view right here from the great city of Cincinnati, Ohio. All right, here's the rundown of the topics I'll be discussing today. The Bengals are ranked one of the most improved teams with all the free agents they have signed. And the Bengals have five potential breakout candidates that are already on the team that could be most improved from last year. And since we can't have any sports right now, over the weekend, especially baseball season, I watched a bunch of baseball movies, and one of them is one of my favorites of all time, Field of Dreams. And James Earl Jones says, "Oh, people will come. People will most definitely come." What's your favorite sports movie or sports scene? Get to that in a minute. All right. Now, the Bengals. Now, these are players that they already have, that they didn't have to go draft. They didn't have to go sign as free agents. The Bengals have five potential breakout candidates for the 2020 season. Now, this is a list that I found on Bengals.com. So, it's not my list. It's their list. But a lot of stuff is based on Pro Football Focus, so it's pretty good. So, it's a national media coverage, sort of. Okay. Number one, offensive guard Michael Jordan. Based on how Jordan finished the season last year, he appears to be the front runner to the Bengals' starting left guard for the next few years, according to Pro Football Focus. Jordan earned high marks for his pass protection after week 13. In fact, Jordan recorded his record pass protection grade of 7.2 versus the Patriots and 77.9 versus Miami and closed out the year with a grade of 76.3 versus the Cleveland Browns. So that's good. We're all worried about the offensive line. This is a guy that we already have that has improved as the year went on. Now, if you notice when the season went on, the last five games, the offensive line did get a lot better. Not great, but better. And that's really what we want, is them to get better. Number two on the list, quarterback Darius Phillips. A fine quarterback with an elite ball tracking skills. It's very hard to find in the NFL. Phillips' performance in 2019. So, encouraging, he only had 109 snaps, Phillips did. And with those snaps, he led the Bengals with four interceptions. So let me read that again. He only had 109 snaps, but he led the Bengals with interceptions in four. That's the most since Leon Hall picked up four in 2010. So now with all the DBs they signed, how much playing time is he going to get? I don't know, but that gets to the depth that the Bengals will potentially have. That secondary is going to be a lot better than it used to be. Now, let's get the linebackers. We're all worried about the linebacking situation because they've signed one, and Sean Williams is still there as far as I know, so I think he's going to be a linebacker. But we have another one, Jermaine Pratt. After Pratt took over the starting middle linebacker spot from Preston Brown, the Bengals' run stop improved. What is all I keep saying the Bengals are trying to do this whole offseason? Stop the run. Now, the Bengals limited three of their last five opponents to less than 100 yards rushing. That's pretty good. Now, it's not great, but three of the five, you know, they made progress again. Again, with all the other guys they signed, I think our defense is going to be pretty good. Now we have number four, Jonah Williams. I cannot wait to see this guy play. You know, he was injured all last year. But in 2017, he earned a first-team All-American and a repeat number one team All-SEC team. Now, this is a good thing. If you guys are wondering how is he going to be ready for training camp, you know, is he fully recovered? Well, after being cleared to practice fully in December, Williams is fully healthy and ready to lock down the left tackle spot. So, going into training camp, he should be completely healthy. We should have no problems, and he should be our left tackle, hopefully, for the next 10 years. Hopefully, he's another Anthony Munoz. That would be great. Now, if you remember, Back in the day, Anthony Munoz was supposed to be injured at USC. Well, he came to the Bengals and played very, very well. He's the only Bengals Hall of Famer. I'm not saying Jonah Williams is going to be Anthony Munoz, but that would be great if he was. All right, number five. We have defensive tackle Renard Wirt. The fourth rounder appeared in 11 games with 8 tackles. Wirt saw his snaps increase from week 11 to 14 before going on injured reserve. Now, okay, you're not good. He got 8 tackles. Okay, yada, 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 whatever. But he improved. They had to find 5. He's the 5th one. But with free agency, the Bengals signed DJ Reader, who is likely to be a huge boost to the Bengals front 7. Warner will still have an opportunity to push for additional snaps, according to defense coordinator Lou Amoruso. So that just speaks to the depth that the Bengals have on their defense, on their line, the front 7, their secondary. I mean, I'm not saying we're going to be a dominant defense, but we're going to be better than last year. And 2 years ago, our defense was absolutely horrible. So anything's better than that. So the thing is, the Bengals are improving. Now, this is all on paper. None of it matters until it actually happens on the field, obviously. But these are all things that they're projected to do. You know, we'll find out. Now, let's get to the free agents that the Bengals have signed. Now, this is another story from a national media, which is shocking because they never give us any credit. But anyway, the Bengals are ranked among the NFL's most improved after free agency. Again, on paper, I have no idea what's going to happen once they actually play, but it looks like they are improved. And that's not just me saying it. That's the national media saying it. This is according to Pro Football Focus again. The Bengals are ranked among one of the 10 most improved teams so far. 10 most improved. Like I said, we haven't played a game yet, but Bengals fans, this is all stuff to get excited about. Am I saying we're going to go win the playoffs? I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just saying right now the Bengals are doing stuff to improve, which is great. Let's go with the free agents that they signed. It all started. First, we're all like, man, are they ever going to sign anybody? You know, first couple of days, nothing happened. Then, bam, started with DJ Reader, one of the free agency's biggest wins. That move alone would have put the Bengals above most teams on the improvement list. But they followed that up with a secondary tandem help of Taron Williams and Mackenzie Alexander. And then they signed offensive lineman Xavier Sturflo. All these are great moves. Again, secondary. They signed one linebacker. Sean Williams is going to move in there. I think we're going to be okay. We still can get a linebacker in the draft. But these are all things that are good. It's not these guys. These guys, the free agents, they actually wanted to come to the Bengals and play. They did it on purpose. They had a choice to go somewhere else, and they chose to come to the Bengals. So right there, something's going on. There's a difference in philosophy or something with the Bengals. I love it more for that article. Kind of what I just said. It's rare to see the Bengals ranked among the highly in this area. But it speaks to the turnaround in philosophy and the intent on trying to fix things. So, again, this is not me saying it. I'm reading it from an article. The turnaround in philosophy and intent to fix things. Those are huge when it comes to the Bengals. I mean, what do we always say about the Bengals? They become too Bengalized, you know. We just keep doing the same thing over and over and over again and expect different results. That's called insanity. And sometimes the Bengals have been accused of doing that. But they're changing. I mean, now if it changes on the field, again, I don't know. I hope so. But they're changing. So this is good. Hopefully it works, because if it doesn't work, then Mike Brown's probably never going to do it again, ever. But for Bengals fans, let's hope it works and we get going here. And hopefully this pandemic goes away so we can have a draft and we can have training camp and we can get the season going on time. Hope you guys are being safe out there, washing your hands and social distancing and all that fun stuff. Anyway, this show and every show is brought to you by T Properties. T Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out their website at www.tpropertiesllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. Now, I know I talked about the Bengals and all I got is Reds gear on because, well, it's supposed to be baseball season. Anyway, but this hat right here, this, I like this hat. This is, I don't know how old this hat is. This is one my grandfather had. It looks like a 70s hat. It's got the 70s Mr. Red on and everything. One of my favorite hats. Anyways, my grandpa's one. Anyway, that brings me to, like I said, it's supposed to be baseball season, and there was no baseball going on. So I decided over the weekend to watch a whole bunch of baseball movies. I watched some of my favorite ones. Field of Dreams, Bull Durham, Major League. What are some of your favorite, not necessarily baseball, just sports movies in general, and your favorite scenes from those movies? I mean, for Field of Dreams, James Earl Jones, you know, Darth Vader. Oh, people will come. People will most definitely come. I can't quote the whole thing, but I posted it on Sports with Strawberry Ice. It's one of the, it gives me goosebumps every time I hear him deliver that line. And the funny thing is, if you watch the movie, it's, they're all talking to ghosts, which is kind of funny. They never, don't really say that, but that's what, who they're talking to. It's a very, very cool movie. Another one of my favorite movies is Miracle, The Miracle on Ice. The speech he gives, the coach gives right before they go out against the Russians. You know, he says 99 out of 100 times, they probably beat us. Not tonight. Not today. This is your night. You guys are built for this. You are made to be hockey players. Another one just gives me goosebumps. I'm like, I'm already getting goosebumps just talking about it. Hoosiers is another great movie. I just like, they're all in the locker room right before they go out to the big tournament game. And like, I just want to win this for all the small schools that couldn't get here before. And then they'll just start clapping. And I don't know why the clapping. Like, come on, let's go, let's go, come on. It just gets me goosebumps. And it's a great, great scene. I haven't really, I mean, those are all movies. The last one, the newest one I said there was Miracle. That was back in like 2000. They need to have a really good sports movie come out again. Anyway, you can tweet me out, Facebook message, Twitter, Instagram, Sports of Strawberry Ice. What's your favorite movie? What's your favorite scene from that movie? What movies you guys been watching since, you know, there's no sports going on and what we can do? There is an interesting thing going to happen. WrestleMania is actually still going to happen. It's going to be a 2-day event. I think Saturday and Sunday night or Friday and Saturday, I think it's Saturday, Sunday. Anyway, they're doing it in a, you know, empty arena. It's something to watch. I don't know if everybody's wrestling fans out there or not, but you see, I am. I got my world title belt back there. So it's something interesting that we all could watch together and just be, it's not going to be the same because it's an empty arena, but at least it's something. Anyway, like, subscribe, share. You guys have been unbelievable through this whole thing. I hope you guys are staying healthy, keeping your distance from each other. The way we all can still connect throughout this time is Facebook groups and, you know, Twitter, Instagram, all stuff. But I have 3 Facebook groups that I help run. And we can go on there and discuss your favorite movies or sports movies or whatever, or what I talked about with the Bengals. But I got 3 of them. It's Bengals Nation, Bearcat Country, and Reds Country. Now, I was saying before, you guys have been unbelievable. My subscriptions are up to 264. That is ridiculously awesome. You guys are awesome. I have enjoyed all the comments down below. Most of them, some of you guys have been messaging me on Facebook because I post a show on all these Facebook groups, Bengals Nation, Reds Country, and Bearcat Country. And if you ever get the link on Facebook or any of those groups or on my Twitter handle, do me a favor, like a lot of you have been doing, get an account on Facebook. It's free. And subscribe to my show. And that way it pops up and you get it right there. And I get more subscribers. So that's good. If you're listening on the podcast, do me a favor. Give me a subscribe. It'll pop up right to your phone. When I do this, I do it every day. Monday through Friday. No weekends. Monday through Friday. And if you're on Apple Podcast, give me a 5-star review. Tell them how much you like me and enjoy what I'm doing. Which apparently you guys are liking it because I really have jumped up the subscription. So like again, I greatly appreciate that. Now, I've got to say this. His name is Kirkpatrick. I know, not Fitzpatrick. I don't know why I keep saying Fitzpatrick. It's Kirkpatrick. But thanks for pointing that out. I got a couple of listeners down below posting me saying, hey, you keep saying Fitzpatrick. His name's Kirkpatrick. Yeah, I know. I don't know why I keep doing it. I've always done it. Anyway, thanks for letting me know. And I'll try to do better. Anyway, that's just sports, baby. Like, subscribe, share. Tell all your friends about me. See ya.